Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good morning or good afternoon to you, whatever time you're watching us from. Hopefully, we're doing good. Everything is in sync and not delayed. Tonight's session is all about, aside from the guest interview, of course, we will talk about how to build a magnetic personal brand with our special guest. But before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Isabel, can you do the honor?
Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Giselle. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we'll continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Again, we are Connie and Belle. We are here building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you subscribe and click that bell button to get notifications because we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. So this is Belle, share with our viewers what we do on those days.
Hello, good evening again, brothers and sisters. So every Monday and Thursday, same time at 8 p.m., Connie and I go live. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to start the week right and join us as we do our live praise and worship session every Monday, 8 p.m. And then Thursdays, we do that discussing about our work as virtual assistants, about digital marketing, about freelancing. So if you're interested to learn more about how to become a VA or any type of online freelancer, do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. And we also happen to interview guests from the different freelance industries, from the different niches. So an example of that is tonight, where we have a special guest for tonight. So catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. And before we continue, of course, if you want something to hold on to while you start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit my website at conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy, which is available on print, Kindle, and audiobook. Oh, actually, ebook is available. Sis Bell has a special link for that. Why don't you share
it? Yes. And forward by?
Of course, our mentor, Jan Paglayan. Yay! Anyway, go ahead and introduce our guest.
Yes, so our special guest for tonight is a personal brand consultant for coaches and digital entrepreneurs. She's the CEO and founder of The Rolling Media, a personal branding studio that helps experts communicate their expertise online through impactful personal brands and content marketing. She loves learning from people's experiences and journeys, so she built a business that provides a platform for them to tell their stories. Her own story is powerful and inspiring. Born with spinal muscular atrophy, she uses a wheelchair to get around. But despite her disability, she has established a business that helps clients across the globe. She's passionate about helping people live their truth and find their online voice because she believes everyone has something valuable to share with the world, regardless of their background or current circumstances. Currently known as the Inspirepreneur, she aspires to make a purposeful dent in the world by sharing her inspirational journey as an entrepreneur and a PWD advocate who strives to help other differently abled individuals be successful too. She believes that if she can do it, they can too. So without further ado, let's all welcome Jozelle Tech.
Yay!
Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to anyone who will
be sorry.
Listening to this. No worries. Thank you so much for inviting me here, Connie and Belle.
Yes, thank you for saying yes. Despite the busy, we know you have a lot going on. By the way, for our viewers, if always you're familiar with the tribe, she is one of our wonderful coaches inside. So feel free to join. We are currently having the 12-day challenge, by the way. So anyway, let's talk about that later on. Sis Jozelle, share with us your story. How did you end up in the freelancing business?
Okay, so I entered the tribe year 2018. I am batch 2. I think November 2018. The first batch is July 2018. So I come across Jan Paglayan, the tattooed guy, as I call him, online on YouTube, because I recently came from a disaster year, 2016. And so I was working towards rebuilding myself in 2017. And then I was opening myself to different opportunities online. That's when I also started creating YouTube content. I was also browsing a lot, trying to develop myself. As I mentioned, I was rebuilding myself and my career. And then I came across this guy, John. I think it was an interview with, I think, another solopreneur or another coach in freelancing in industry. And then he was mentioning about, you know, you guys can become a 7-figure freelancer, 6-figure freelancer. I'm like, what? And so when I found out about it, like, I became curious, and the next thing I know, I was talking to him on social media, and that was around 2018. And then when I found out about it, I actually messaged him and told him, like, hey, can you be my mentor? I heard from someone that you should have mentors in your life for each and every aspect of your life. And so for freelancing, can you be my mentor? Or can you be my coach? I'm not yet familiar with the word coach that time. Before, coach for me is just for fitness and not really for business. And so I told him, I'm sorry if I'm being straightforward. I'm just really this way. And then he replied and said, like, don't worry, I like straightforward people, and you can check here. This is the link. Good thing the tribe is already running the time, because back when I watched his video, I think it was 2017, he mentioned on the video that, you know, I'm not really into creating a community, coaching people. I'm just okay with the life that I have now, just a simple life. But then when I was chatting with him, like, you already have the tribe. And so, like, okay, lucky me. And so, of course, I joined the wait list, and then I waited for the time that the tribe would open up. And then that was, I think, September. I think it was a gift to me, because my birthday is September. And so when I joined the tribe in November, the funny thing is, I was mentioning this to my members, as since I'm now a coach inside, that the first thing I thought, that when you enter the tribe, you'll be an instant millionaire. You'll be an instant 6-figure, 7-figure freelancer, but it's not the case. But when I had that mindset shift, as I, you know, get to know people inside, as I get to watch the videos, I had that mindset shift that led me to actually becoming a premium freelancer. So basically, that's how it all started, with a single YouTube video that I watched, and then the stalking happened.
Love some it. Notes to take note of.
Being straightforward paid, right?
Right.
Paid off. And the courage to actually ask him to be your mentor. Not many people do that. So for our new viewers, take note of that. Don't be shy to ask those people you look up to, you think you can help you, to ask them to be your mentor.
Right. One note, though, I told him, like, what can I do for you to be able to mentor me? Like, I'm trying to give value first, because I know I would be getting his time and attention, right? And so I told him, like, what can I offer, or what can I do? I don't exactly remember the exact words I used, but I was asking. And that's how I also got my branding mentor. I asked him, like, what value can I give to you for you to be able to teach me, or for me to learn from you directly.
Love it. Great tip, everyone. Yeah.
And we're just beginning. We are,
yes,
just beginning.
I know.
First step, you know na. Anyway, since you've been, like, in the freelance business for quite some time, maybe 5 years now, what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of running your freelance business?
I think the pros and cons is both control. Why control? Well, the advantage of running your own business is you would have your independence and control. You are the decision maker. You decide on what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And that's the pros. That's the advantage. But it's also somewhat a disadvantage. Why? Because since you are the solely decision maker in the business, you are responsible with a lot of things. And so with business, as we all know, there are uncertainties, challenges, responsibilities, and rest. And so I guess those are the disadvantages. But I think you could still navigate to becoming a business owner, because the advantage is also with regards to the potential for financial success. I mean, owning a successful business can lead to a higher income potential and financial rewards than being an employee. Because I've been an employee, or I've been working for different companies for years, and there was always a ceiling for me. Like, okay, this is the only salary that I could get because this is my job. But when it comes to business, there's no limit, right? And also, one of the biggest advantages, at least for me, is personal fulfillment. Because building something of your own and seeing it thrive can bring a deep sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, especially that you are no longer just thinking about yourself, but also the people who work with you, right? Yes, it is responsibility, but also such a fulfillment, especially for me, someone who has disability, who is differently abled. Before, I only thought that I just wanted to make a living for myself. But now I can make a living for myself, but I can also give livelihood for other people, especially with differently abled people just like me. So, yeah.
Yes. I'm just curious. I'll backtrack a bit. So you mentioned that you've been working in the, you know, you have a corporate job before. You've been working in different companies. What drew you to becoming a branding? Is that related to when you transition into a freelance business owner? Is that aligned mm-hmm. to what you were doing back in the corporate world? Because I'm sure a lot of aspiring freelancers out there are trying, are being stuck at finding that niche on where to start, what niche to take. So just curious. Yes.
Well, yes, I've been doing online work, online jobs, online freelancing for about 10 years. And then when I marked 10 years in the industry, I decided, you know what, let me take it to the next level. Let's build a studio, an agency, a business of my own. And yes, well, when I started, I was a jack of all trades. I do a lot of things. During the beginning, I did a lot of gigs, anything that can make me money, you know, basically. I did data entry, virtual assistants, design, SEO, yada, yada, yada. Like all of the possible things that I can do, that I can learn online, I do it. And then after a while, you know, I decided, you know, I really want to focus on design. I was a graphic designer for years. And then I joined this company, FreeUp. It's like Upwork. I think they're competitors. And then they were, they have this list of jobs where you can apply. Just very similar with Upwork. And online jobs.ph. And then I just apply, and I was one of their top closers there, because during the time I entered FreeUp, I already joined the tribe. And so whatever I'm learning from the tribe, I'm applying it inside the FreeUp. Because on FreeUp, you are not really directly, you know, looking for a client, like on social media and other digital marketing tactics. Like, it's like there would be job orders, and then you will be applying. But whatever I'm learning from the tribe, I'm applying it there. And so that's the reason why I was one of their top closers. I got to close about 60-70 projects for the whole time that I was there. And then I realized, you know, I think most of the jobs orders that I have received are mostly about brand identity, brand logos. So I told myself, like, let me niche down, because I love creating these logos. I like creating the design and have meaning about it, about the logos that I create. Like, I create stories about it. Like, I would explain it to my client. The reason why I did this logo is because of this and that and that. And so I was learning a strategy when I was designing, but I didn't know yet anything about strategy back then. And then I just had this idea, like, I'm good with design. Now, how can I combine this with messaging? Like, messaging or copy and then design, because that's what works for marketing, right? And so that's how I found my other mentor, specifically for branding, also from YouTube. And I did the same way as I did with John. So to anyone listening here, you know, it really works because it works for me. And then I got a lot of clients coming in, projects coming in. And that's also the time I was doing like mini workshops for people online, because I shared my story, my origin, me being a freelancer. And so people are asking, how did you do it? Blah, blah, blah. And so, you know what? Instead of asking, instead of answering you one by one, let me share with you with a mini masterclass. And so we did that. And then when the time comes that I had a lot of projects, I picked some of my students from that masterclass. And, you know, do you want to learn from actually doing it? Because I do learn from doing things like OJT. I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'll be giving you a few tasks. And then if it works, then let's continue to work this way. And so that's how it started. So I had like a pre-launch for the Rolling Media around April of 2019. I needed to test it first so that I know it's gonna work, or it's something that I really want to do, and it's also helping the people I'm giving work. And so after a few months, then I finally launched Rolling Media around October 2019. So yes, to answer your question to answer your question quickly, yes, it relates to what I've been doing for years. But what I didn't know is when you build an actual business, it's a totally different beast. It's a totally different game. So, yeah.
Love it. It's just highlighting that freelancers are really going to go through that, you know, dabbling here and there, trying this and that one before you nail that niche or nail that offer. So yes, there, it's just constant action.
I'm curious now about the free app. Maybe next time we'll invite her in as how she was able to be top closers. Wow. That's amazing. Because free app, based on my experience, I think, because I already have my Upwork like years before when I was not yet a freelancer. And then when I tried the free app, it doesn't really welcome totally newbie people. So you have to have some experience. That's why I'm not sure if their tagline until now is like they hire like 1% or something. I forget the percentage, but they have this category where they don't just accept anyone. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. Since you started, you mentioned that you already have the agency and all, and then there were differences between being a freelancer and actually starting a business, an agency. What were your struggles during that time, and how did you overcome it?
Being a freelancer, transitioning to becoming a business person, one of the biggest struggles that I had was letting go of control, especially that I'm a designer. I used to do things on my own, everything on my own. And so when I have my people, my team members, I call them my partners, my squad. Like, okay, I'm delegating things, but at the end, like, you know, just give me the file, the editable file, let me finish it. And so it's not really productive, because the reason why I hire them is because for them to actually help me. But if at the end, I'll just get the editable file, because I believe that I'd be the best person to do the work, then it won't make sense at all, right? So that's one thing. And, you know, like, again, being in a business is not just about you anymore. It's about your clients. It's about your team. And so you have to be really prepared. You have to really be prepared with the responsibilities, like thinking beyond the box. And also, not one of the other struggles would be working in the business instead of working on the business. What's the difference? Like doing fulfillment, doing deliverables, finalizing the editable file is not your thing anymore. You should be focusing on the business development. How can you improve the services? How can you get more leads? How can you convert more people? How can you help and give more value to your market, right? And let your team do the fulfillment part or the operational part. So those are a few of the things that I've struggled. Also, building cash flow. Because now you are no longer building something just for yourself. Like when I used to be a freelancer, I only focus on my emergency fund. But when you are in the business, you are building the emergency fund of the whole business, of your whole team, so that, you know, when the dry season comes, you guys are all still fed up, right? You are still good to go for the next 6 months or a year. So I think those are the things I have struggled, but I'm happy I was able to overcome those with my team, because I'm very transparent with my team. I'm really treating them as my partners. And so when we are up, we are all up. When we are down, you know, we are all down. Like, business is such a roller coaster ride. So,
Siscons, ouch, ouch, ouch. I have guilty with you mentioned something about control and letting go. Follow up question on that. So, how about handling, you know, outsourcing, delegating mm-hmm. tasks over to your teammates? How did you overcome that as a team? Was it longer lead times? You know, because I'm sure a lot of freelancers who are just starting with outsourcing have this firefighting mode. They find themselves firefighting because at the end, when it's already mm-hmm. due, deliverables are not met. So how did you overcome that?
Well, first, I talked to my team members. I needed to get to know them. I need to know what kind of learners are my team members. Like, some are visual learners, some are kinesthetic, some would want to get instructions on a call, some would just give me a bullet list of the instructions, revisions, and that's it. So each and every one of them, I really get to know them. So that when I delegate things, I delegate it in a way that they would understand it better. So the things would be easier. So because the thing about delegation is the back and forth conversation. And sometimes it would really get all of your time in a day. And so that's one thing I did. Also, checklists. Also, I made them trust themselves that, okay, this is the project. I would trust this with you because I believe in you. And I have this format, why, what, and how. So they should be able to understand the why. Why are we doing this project? What needs to be done and how to actually do it? So that they would really understand it. And then we have the checklist, for example, with design. So these are the design fundamentals that we have, right? And then let's say I have two designers. So the first designer is doing the graphic, and then the other one have the checklist. And so before they give it to me, they would be checking each other's work. So that, one, it builds their skills. It also enhances their ability to see things and, you know, do audits or review things with a perspective of what needs to be done. And also, it also builds their, you know, their leadership skills. And then, and that made our process better, because I'm also building their confidence with their work. And the more confidence they have, the better quality they do, because, you know, they know what's good and what's not. And so when they give it to me, it's way better than the first two drafts, because someone else have been looking at it already. So those are the few things that I did. And lastly, I really made sure that I assure my people, my team members, that whatever happens, I got your back. Like, if you make a mistake, it's my mistake in the end. Mm-hmm. Because I'm your leader. That's how I actually build it. Because most of the time, people don't have confidence because they fear of making mistakes. But I always tell them that's how you can actually learn more, how you can learn faster. And so the more mistakes you do, the better. It may sound contradicting, but it's really true. But always, I also tell them that, you know, if your other team members already have this mistake, then you learn from it. You don't need to go over that mistake too. And I'm also sharing my own fair of mistakes with them so that they could learn. And again, at the end of the day, I always assure them that when I give you authority, when I give you my trust, you have full authority to decide, freedom and discretion to actually do what you think needs to be done. And if something went wrong, then I'll take it. And that's my responsibility.
Love it. Sounds like that they are really empowered.
Yes, I call myself Chief Empowering Officer.
Yay. Nice.
Okay, let's gear a little bit to the Faith, since this is Freelancing with Faith. Just with all the journey that you experience, how has your faith or your belief in God impacted your freelancing business?
Well, you know, as a business owner, there are times that you would feel lonely, that you would feel like, you know, what most people say, it's lonely at the top. But I always believe that I'm not really alone. I have this faith in me that God is always guiding me, even during the tough times of my life. It's like a challenge, and He is enhancing my resilience. How much or how far more can I thrive in this journey of becoming a business owner? And so the interesting fact about my team members and the company, each and every member that I have has a different religion. And in the beginning, I really thought it would be a conflict for us. It would be a problem. But what I found out is that it's not really about having different religion that really matters. It's about faith to what they believe in. And most importantly, respect with each other's opinion and faith. So I believe building the team, building the business all throughout these years, God is with me. I've always think that I should not fear because it's always there. It's really looking at, really looking out for me and for us, even though, again, we all have different religions inside, because religion or faith for me is different from having, you know, a specific religion. Like, faith is the same for everyone. Nevertheless, different religions you may have.
Yes.
Agree.
Yeah. So I think we are going to move with a short tip from Sis Giselle about how to build a magnetic personal brand. So go ahead, take it away.
Okay. So I just want to share with you guys. Actually, I want to ask you first, like, what are the three things that attracts you most to a certain person, a certain coach, a certain celebrity, influencer? You may think a lot of things, but I tell you, there are three most attractive things about a personal brand. It's self-awareness, self-confidence, and vulnerability. Self-awareness is having an understanding of your strengths, weaknesses, values, passions that allows you to actually represent yourself in an authentic way. Like, knowing what you are capable to do, knowing what you actually want and not want, and like the things that you can do and things that you cannot do, just knowing that really makes a lot of difference. That's personally, that's how my life changed. Being self-aware of the things that's possible for me beyond the disability that I have. So that's one, self-awareness. Second would be self-confidence. And self-confidence is actually relative with self-awareness, because being self-aware, you are more confident about your abilities, the value that you can bring to the table. And that's how you can magnet people, when you know that you are someone worthy of attention, that, and you know that you are someone of value, built of value, then you can project with self-confidence through your business, to your own self. It really entails... Hello? Shit. Ba't naman ako? Hello.
You're good.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Hello.
Yes. We can hear you, sis.
Yes.
Okay. So, So that's for confidence. Because self-confidence, it signals that you believe in yourself and you are an expert. You are attracting others who are drawn to you. And that, you know, when you see a confident person, you somehow feel inspired to be confident like that, right? And then lastly would be vulnerability. Vulnerability is not being weak. It's showing that you're showing vulnerability in yourself can be surprisingly attractive, because you are not scared to become vulnerable with other people. Like, vulnerability is not just about crying, right? It's like sharing your personal stories, challenges, and lessons. that can demonstrate your authenticity and relatability. Because being vulnerable, it humanizes your brand. It's making you more approachable and fostering deeper connections with your audience. And I always say this, you know, when you want to build a magnetic brand, just be yourself. The more you are, the more magnetic you will be. You will be attracting authenticity, your uniqueness will stand out, and your confidence will radiate. So yeah, I hope that helps.
Yay. Thank you.
Love, love, love those tips. So you don't need to imitate another person that has a personality totally different from you.
Yes.
Just be you.
Yes. And let's have a short recap about that. Self-awareness, self-confidence, and vulnerability. There. So that's the end of the middle part of this interview. Don't go yet. We still have another section, which is the fast Q&A round. So Sis Bel.
Yes. So Sis Giselle, this is the fun round. So people will get to know you better through these questions, if this makes sense. This is the fast Q&A round. So first question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
To speak to, able to speak different languages.
Last movie or series you watched?
Oh my gosh. Little Mermaid.
Your LSS, last song playing on your mind.
Oh my gosh. This is because of Direk Dina. Like, I'm feeling lonely. I forgot that it's from TikTok. But that's something along that line.
From Dina, huh? Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
Last book you've read?
About the one from Simon Sinek. Begin with why. Start with why.
Yeah. The top three people you follow?
Oh, Christo, Philip Van Dusen, and, well, Jan Pagulayan.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
I like both. Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Beg for forgiveness.
Ooh! You do it first, huh? Last but not the least, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask Him one question or say one thing, what would it be?
That's deep. Okay. Am I doing my purpose? How can I be more of value to the world? And what legacy do you really want me to leave when I die?
Thank you for sharing. And with that, that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you.
Yay. Any last piece of advice to our aspiring freelancers?
Well, don't stay mediocre. You are so much more than what you think you are. So develop yourself, learn continuously, and make impact.
Yes. Anything you'd like to promote before we end the session?
Well, I actually have a new video podcast, Memamorphosis. It's all about transformational stories about different people, myself included. I often read emails, messages from all people from different walks of the world, like freelancers, business owners, friends, colleagues. And I just really wanted, because a lot of people have been asking me questions here and there, messaging me about different things, business life. And so I thought, you know, let me just share it through a video podcast. And so if you can listen to it, give me feedback, I'd really appreciate it. Again, it's Memamorphosis. It's available on Spotify and YouTube. Thank you.
Thank you. We will update about the Mema for
Morphosis. Nice name.
Memamorphosis.
Nice name. We see.
Yes, we'll update that. But if you want to connect to Giselle, we shared her website, her link in the description, but we will update that regarding her new video podcast. So again, for our viewers, everyone who are watching on the replay, feel free to ask your questions in the comment section, whether here on YouTube or on our social media pages. Just feel free to share with them. We will relay those questions to Giselle so that she can respond to your query. So that's it for us. Let's have a closing prayer. But before that, again, I almost forgot. If you want to start your personal assistant business, go ahead and visit conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy. So let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones, especially to Giselle and her family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much again, Giselle, for granting our invitation. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. We hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session or on Thursday. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.